and a good start to it all.
Not necessarily the news.
Good morning, Hank fans. It is a Not Necessarily the News. That's right. Solo reporter reporting this morning for you. Because what good is the news if there isn't someone to report it? We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. Have fun in the comments section, kids. Let's do this alone. Together. Tonight's lead story. Yeah, over the weekend, they did it. Congratulations to Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, who, by all accounts and earthly standards, are married.
We want prenup.
Prenup was signed, and then the three-day Venice wedding extravaganza wrapped up over the weekend, Saturday night, too. So it was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday soiree. On Friday is when they tied the knots. So they trucked everybody in. Well, actually, they boated them. All the celebrities and everybody on a secluded San Giorgio Maggiore island.
Sure.
Anyway, it's tiny there, and about 200 guests. It ended discreetly, except for the Vogue digital cover had Lauren Sanchez's wedding gown there. Kind of a Sophia Loren, if you know who that is. Italian nod. During the ceremony, the pair, Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez, exchanged rings symbolically. And it remains unclear. They may have legally wed beforehand here stateside before they went over there. Or he found a way to get out of it. Past that, when it happened, Orlando Bloom, some of the guests, Orlando Bloom showed up without Katy Perry, of course, and he did bring a brunette. That would be the stylist for Katy Perry. So I wonder how that got together. Tom Brady evidently seen a lot with Sydney Sweeney. It's a wedding. These people are, but nobody wanted to hook up with Kim Kardashian, evidently, even though she evidently tried, according to reports. Yes, I'm reporting this. This is why Heather Lee is so vital to this show. By the way, the wedding cost was estimated, now all said and done, that it was about $80 million. So, probably should have went the Temu route there. Yeah. Amazon boy. Speaking of, in big box news, Costco has new hours starting today. People with executive memberships can shop Costco at 9 a.m. Everybody else has to wait until 10 or 9:30 on Saturdays. Also, in that kind of news, a Trader Joe's opened up last week in Sherman Oaks, California. Right across the street from another Trader Joe's. Literally. And yet, the two parking lots, they're still not big enough. In sporting news, 28-year-old Jake Paul beat up 39-year-old Julio Cesar Chavez by unanimous decision. This coming off of course, his last fight against Mike Tyson, who's having a birthday today, and is far older also than Jake Paul. So, at some point, they're going to eventually just going to have to find somebody his own age or charge him with elderly abuse. Well, big weekend sandwich in between here. Biggest probably of the summer when it comes to the theaters. F1, the Brad Pitt starring Formula One movie, took number one. F1 did.
Number one.
$55.6 million. The other big opener was Megan 2.0, and that bombed. It only took just over $10 million by comparison. But if you haven't seen F1, it's basically Fast and Furious. But they're in a circle. By the way, speaking of Fast and Furious, Vin Diesel, who I love to quote often in life, Vin Diesel says Paul Walker's character, Brian O'Connor, will appear in the 11th and final Fast and the Furious movie. Of course, we lost Paul Walker way back. Now it's been 12 years ago, back in 2013. Ironically, in that car accident. Slated for an April 2027 release. And it says it's going to be a reunion of the characters Vin Diesel and Paul Walker's characters. They are going to use Paul's brother as a stunt double, basically, and then use CGI to bring him back. So in no way is this a good idea at any time. So also Fast and the Furious 11. Also, we pushed it too far. I did over the weekend, ended up watching, binge watching the third and final season of Squid Game. That is out. Heather hates it. Still no squid, by the way. Spoiler alert. But it may not be done for Netflix and company. It could come back as pretty much everyday life. Also, the sixth Jurassic Park sequel opens coming up on Wednesday. That's the big movie for this 4th of July weekend. And at this point, I think the franchise has survived longer than the dinosaurs. And then a fun little story, and if you can find the video, I'm going to try to post this too. A stuntman over the weekend drove a replica of the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard, just like in the show. 150 feet in the air in Somerset, Kentucky. This was sanctioned. It was planned. John Schneider was there. A couple other Duke cast members. They were there. This all happened in Somerset, Kentucky. And right in their hometown town square. So a stuntman named Raymond Cohn drove the replica of, I mean, the orange and the flag and everything, 150 feet in the air over the town's fountain in the middle of the square. Now, it was pretty good height, pretty good distance too, and the car bounced a few times when it hit the ground. It lost its back bumper and one of its doors. It almost took out a cameraman. That may have been more on the cameraman's fault. But 35,000 people came out to witness this jump, and there's not that many people in that part of Kentucky right there. The whole family came out. I'm just kidding right there. So that was not the joke, actually. But John Schneider was there, and Bo Duke signed some autographs and saw the thing and said it was amazing, too. He says, well, actually, what Waylon would have said. Of course, Boss Hogg had seen it. He'd been screaming about property damage and looking for a way to tax the clouds. But for the rest of us, that was pure Southern poetry flying on four wheels.
Just a good old boy.